97.9 The Rat Race. You're, of course, on with Donnie D, Animal, and Tara in the morning. That was, of course, Gloria Estefan with a little Turn the Beat Around. 35 till 25 till 13 past the hour. And a beautiful morning out here on the sidewalk. We're outside. Oh, yes. We're broadcasting.
We're out of the gate.
A little different today. I don't have a traffic report for you, but I'll tell you, it took us a long time to get here.
We did.
It's 5 a.m. too.
And we're out here. We're down on South McCaslin. We're right on the sidewalk. We're on the corner of Parker and South McCaslin. And we are broadcasting live this morning from in front of these new lovely condominiums.
Really gorgeous.
Making me feel rich, Dad.
The Dwelling at Virage. These things just went up. And so we're broadcasting live in front of that. We're going to be here all day. Also, just as a quick reminder, coming up next week, we're beginning our annual promotion that we do every year. Donnie D pays your bills, this contest.
It's incredible. Get your
so
bills
exciting,
paid.
Guys.
We will pay your bills for a full year.
Get all your bills paid. A full year, we're talking rent, utilities, cable, cell phone, internet. It is going to be the works.
Pay all your bills. It's amazing.
You literally don't have to reach for your wallet for a year.
It is incredible. Oh. And this is.
I love that we do this.
It feels good to help out, doesn't it?
It really does.
And you know that something like this that means so much to people, this is what we give back to the community. Of course, we're able to do that this year with the help of our friends down at Powerhouse Hyundai Kia Mazda of Kaplan Hills.
Those guys are the best, Donnie. They will literally put you in the Hyundai Kia or Mazda of your dreams.
Yeah, I mean, come on down. Stop down there. See James and the crew down there. Let them put you in the front seat of one of these new Kia Sorentos.
Yeah, they have cool colors. They have some cool new colors.
Those are sweet.
This is just a cool car.
Desert Sunrise Sorento.
I mean, that's a smoking ride. And let them put you in the front seat. If you're willing to sign a contract, just tell them 97.9 Donnie D sent you, and you're going to get 10% off of your next purchase. Also, free oil changes for life that come with that for our friends at Powerhouse.
You know, you only need one about every 8,000 miles on a Sorento, but you know what? It's free, so get one every four.
That's exactly it. Right. And as I said, we are broadcasting live this morning, and these condominiums, this Dwelling at Virage, this development.
I can't believe it's gorgeous.
I mean, this is a beautiful, ultra high end, brand spanking new condominiums. Come on down, visit us. Come say hi. We're at the booth. We've got the tent set up. You'll see the 97.9 flags hanging up about this.
We got some of the street teamers here playing with the kids.
Look at this little guy right here. You see this guy?
Oh, hi, cutie. Oh, Animal.
It gets Animal the high five. I think that was a bit aggressive, though.
That was a little tea.
Yeah, I love the kids. I love the kids.
Be careful.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, he's fat. He's fat.
Yeah. Look at this puppy coming by. Look at this little puppers. Wow, that is.
He's a rescue, huh?
Yeah,
that's some kind of mutt.
That is and we're down here connecting with the fans, and this is just a great. So come on down. We got great giveaways all morning. As Animal said, the street here, TB here is playing some chalk games with the kids, and you can check out this Dwelling at the Virage. I keep hammering the name of this, the Dwelling at the Virage.
I love it. It's so cool.
Remember it, folks. This is, let me tell you, SWANK. It is swank. I mean, it's everything you'd expect as these new condominiums at the ultra-high-end Virage Hotel and Nightclub. You're going to expect
it. Yeah, it was just a hotel and a nightclub, and now you can literally live here. Daddy, if you come home to this place, you know you have made it.
I'm rich,
yeah, it is so tall. It's like, it must be 6 stories.
Gotta be
here.
Six.
At the very least.
It's gotta be 6.
I mean, you're not even including parking structure below.
That's right. And not even including the lower.
Also, we're talking inside 24/7 concierge service. Okay. Damn. Grand entrance lobby, free coffee.
And did you see they have cucumber water?
Oh, in the clear thing with all the ice.
I bet they probably have
free
citrus water sometimes. I would love
that. The money you save at cucumbers alone.
Yeah, I mean, a full tech business center in building golf simulator. If you come down, you're going to see me.
Oh, my gosh.
Hanging out there, dedicated yoga studio. They got massage rooms, a full size spa, state of the art fitness center. Oh. Animal, the outdoor grilling area.
No, that's what I'm talking about. I'm going to fire up the grill here at the Virage.
Nice. 6 individual propane mains that they've got on this thing. And these are cherry. These are the prime. These are Grillmaster 600s, and they've got a line of these things on the roof. And
you know, even the ribs I can make on those things, Daddy. I mean, my mouth's watering right now. It's 6:40 in the morning.
Get a plate of ribs from Animal, and then also sit around one of some of these gas fireplaces that they've got up top.
How do those rocks catch on fire?
I have no idea. This is just that. And of course, that swimming pool, 2,000 square feet of
this
heated swimming pool. And all of this, to live in this, not to mention the condos, you could start in the low 600s.
Wow.
No.
Give it away.
Yeah, this is.
I was really thinking they'd be around mid-600s, because I was once an assistant at a realty office. I know I've talked about this.
Yeah. You worked at Roger Patterson, Remax, and Associates, right?
Yeah, in Pembroke. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was where you...
Yeah, that was... 7-8 months. The Mirage is... gorgeous.
Yeah, it's a beautiful...
Yeah, it's great. You know your real estate is the point.
Also, I want you to know that this is an all... You know, we're come down, check these out. But we're also, while you're here... we're also raising awareness for homelessness.
Right, we're not just selling condos today.
That's right. We're fighting homelessness.
Yeah, we're not just doing this to put people into new homes. We're doing this to help those folks who don't have homes. So we've got this jar here. We're taking donations
The Mirage. Yeah, I mean, and they are all around. So it is.
Yeah, there is
really a plethora of them in this area.
There were some panhandlers that stopped by earlier this morning. The Mirage security kind of took care of them.
Well, they were...
They arrested them.
Okay, great.
Well, there was some public urination, and they were helping themselves to the free cookies more than the one apiece, I think.
The Mirage is handing out free cookies, too, so come on down for that.
But this is something we really just want to end, is homelessness. I mean, such a problem here.
Yeah, it is a problem. And, you know, I mean, it has been for a number of years, because, as you know, a number of the shelters in the area, you know, the Hand of Hope shelter.
That's the Coffee Bean now, right?
Yeah, St. Gertrude's shelter, and of course, Mary Saves shelter, which are...
Which is a great Chipotle now.
Yeah, and
it's one of the better Chipotles.
No, it really is.
Cleaner, yeah.
They give you
friendlier.
More chicken than you're supposed to get.
Yeah.
And they did have that really nice, big one that was a city-run... It was huge.
Yeah.
It was right around here.
St. Stanislav's.
Yeah. Yes. No, that was like right...
Oh, was
that was like right here.
This, yeah, they actually
oh,
toured
the,
that.
The Mirage.
They put the Mirage. That's where the footprint of this is.
So they knocked it down.
And put this up. Okay. Which would explain, you know, why there's the homeless, you know, if you were to...
Yeah, there's so many. Right. Yeah.
Well, they should let them have the cookies.
Well, I mean, but there are still rules.
You're
not above the law if you're not...
Those are the big cookies. Just
you know, I did see someone feeding their dog cookies, and they have chocolate chips in them, and that's not...
Yeah, there's been a pretty sad decline in some of the city services here in recent years, you know. And today, just looking out, you know, you think this is never going to... Homelessness, people are like, that'll never happen to me. But, you know, it can affect any one of us. I mean, earlier we saw a longtime listener, a gentleman that used to tune in quite often, Glenn.
We did, a frequent caller, too, Glenn. Yeah, great guy, and really sadly died.
I mean, seeing him, I didn't even recognize him when he came up. Yeah.
I didn't either. I didn't know until he introduced himself.
Yeah, when and
even then, I was like, I gotta get this guy away, you know, for a couple minutes, and I tried to get him taken away officially.
I wouldn't have even known, except he was wearing that, you know, kind of disheveled 97.9 t-shirt.
Yeah, that we had.
Well, that scared me even more, but then once I was like, oh, then it's Glenn.
It's Glenn.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's what I mean. I mean, this could happen to anybody, you know, Glenn.
Yeah.
Glad at it all. I mean, this guy had a good job. He had a beautiful home for a while.
Not a gambler. No drug issues.
He had a girlfriend that he was going to propose to.
Oh, yes,
remember?
He did.
I was trying to coach him on how and where and when. And
yes,
she did. She was very receptive to. I thought he was going to do it. I don't know what happened.
Was her Jacqueline? Jacqueline was her name.
Kindergarten teacher.
Yes, yeah. Very nice. And this is a guy 24 years old at the time.
I actually saw him recently. I did.
Prior to today?
A couple weeks ago, I saw him
on
Frontage Road 7 at exit 48. I guess
he gets way out there. What is out there?
That's out near the Planned Parenthood.
Oh, yeah. That's like the only building at that exit.
Yeah, there's nothing else out there.
Is that out there? Oh, yeah. Okay. I mean, I was driving. I was like out on a drive, but I saw him. It was Glenn, and I was thinking I was going to give him some cash. I didn't have any cash. I didn't have any extra cash. And then I had the light was green. I had to go. You know, you got to go in the light. So.
Oh yeah, no.
Because traffic behind me, and
that's mandatory.
But I forgot I saw him until just seeing him today. Yeah, I forgot because I was having a day.
Yeah.
September 5th.
Yeah, that's.
Sounds like it,
exactly, Tara. You just find yourself wondering how could this happen.
Well, it's not something you want to do. It's just that people make mistakes, and sometimes you know you have to do what is right at the time.
We're still talking about Glenn's homelessness, correct?
I think we're about Glenn, right?
we're talking about Glenn.
We're talking about Glenn's homelessness and how. He probably wanted to stay in a home.
And he seemed to have his affairs in order.
Oh, absolutely. Daddy, no, this guy was legit. He had his act together. I mean, he literally won last year's Donnie D Pays Your Bills contest.
Right. Oh, I totally forgot about that. Yeah, precisely. Everything was coming up, Glenn. This guy's luck was insane.
It was legendary.
And I mean, and that's the thing. You could have it all, even with having the wife,
lucky.
Even with having the job, even with having Animal pay all of your bills for the year. You could have.
No, I didn't. I wasn't paying those bills. I mean,
you know, Animal doesn't pay them.
Tara was paying them.
What?
Well, why would you?
I would. I was not paying.
Barely.
You have the station visa. That's why you pay the bills for the.
That's not for paying the. This is a sponsor pays for this. This is how we promote it, right? That's what you say, Donnie. Is that?
Yeah. Well, that would have been.
Definitely. Pays that, for it.
Yeah, it would have been OptiSight USA Vision Centers.
Yeah, but they went out of business then. It's got to probably been a year now because they're out of business. The one at MacArthur's closed. I couldn't get my prescription filled.
They did file chapter.
Yeah, they're gone. They're gone. Yeah.
Well, we don't. I mean, even if.
I'm sure somebody took
So then, so no one that we know of them did pay his bills. So,
well, you don't know that we know of. I mean, but.
Yeah, well, I don't think that certainly shouldn't have an effect on it. Maybe this is a guy that, you know, he would have kept his job.
Well, no, because remember when
he was gonna take the year off. Because he was like, this is like a light, you know, godsend. I have to have the year off to help take care of my dad. And
his dad was like sick or something.
And that was part of the engagement thing. He was gonna go on a week-long trip.
Because he had spent all his savings on the ring. But then, remember, it wasn't adjourned and she lost it. He was so happy.
To not worry about cell phone and rent and everything.
Father, yes. I do recall quite an extensive.
Yeah, there was a lot of bills.
Yeah, there was.
I was so glad he had gotten the prize because it seemed like he really needed it.
So, I guess this just stands to as an example that it, all the more reason to come out.
Yep.
Yeah, right to the dwelling at Virage to support the homeless.
Homelessness.
We're having a fun time out here at the.
May or may not have caused.
It's also a reminder that some of these homeless, you know, are really good guys.
And you know what? We're going to see. Why don't we see Animal, if we could get Glenn on the line.
He didn't have a phone, Daddy.
Okay, you know what? Why don't we pull one of these community advocates aside here real quick, just have a quick chat, see if they can dig up Glenn's up. I thought he looked good.
Yeah, that's good. He did. He
facial
really
hair
did.
Looks good on some people.
Truthfully, our shirts are a little stained when we send them out.
And they rip easily. I mean, he could have been working out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In one of the sweet new gyms at the Dwelling at Virage.
I think he's fine, and I'm sure he didn't sell off his fiat. So what we're going to do real quick, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to do a little bit of footwork to see if we can dredge up Glenn. And in the meantime, why don't you enjoy this track? It's a little Gloria Estefan with some Turn the Beat Around.